Welcome. This is Anrita Melchizedek of the Melchizedek and Pleiadian Light Network. And I'd like to welcome you to BBS Radio and to the program show Ascension Keys to Self-Mastery. To start with, I'd like to focus on an invocation from the Pleiadian emissaries of the light. So just get yourself comfortably relaxed now as I take you through this beautiful invocation. As I align with my higher light and Mother, Father, God, as I call in all the beings of light from on high that I personally acknowledge, as I center myself in the knowing of the light of who I am, as this first wave of human souls in full embodiment of the new I Am Avatar Blueprint, I bring my focus to the cosmic ray of interstellar service, expressed as illumination and love, and overlighted by the Pleiadian emissaries of the light. And I call upon the Pleiadian emissaries of the light to lift me in cosmic consciousness awareness into the fifth dimension, so I may experience the photonic particles of light existing within this dimension, so I may clear any remaining individual and collective karma through the spinning of the electron positron pairs within my body, and through this, activate the key codes of light within the dormant DNA of divine love, illumination, and one unity consciousness. And I call upon the Pleiadian emissaries of light to take me in an external Merkaba vehicle of light to the ascension seat of a cosmic ray of interstellar service within Alphion and the fifth dimension. So I may experience these celestial emanations of light in oscillating like frequencies of sound and color and the divine unfolding light of Mother, Father, God. As I experience the energy of this cosmic ray in a beautiful silver light, I am embraced in the radiance of illumination and love. I now merge with my fifth dimensional cells, activating the dormant DNA to this fifth dimensional level, as I become one with my fifth dimensional cells. I now experience a unified column of light through my fifth dimensional chakras and a full body upgrade in downloads of light for the new Adam Cameron blueprint of light through the direction of my mighty I Am presence. I now direct this beautiful silver ray of light onto this earth plane and into the unity grid of light, wrapping this earth plane, Mother Earth, and all her life through the flame of love in this ray of illumination and light. As I reach beyond the ring pass of nuts around this earth plane, as I move into the ever-present continuum and now moment, through parallel realities, sister dimensions, and merging timelines, all life on this earth plane experiences the patterns of perfection. All life on this earth plane is lifted in cosmic consciousness awareness into the heart of Mother, Father, God. I am abundant. I am manifestation, I am strength and courage. I am joy and love. I am wisdom and illumination. I am realization and knowing. I am a child of the sun. I am an ambassador of light. I am all that I am. Wonderful. Just feel this connection now to the Pleiadian emissaries of light and to all the beings of light from on high that you personally acknowledge and that wish to join you now in the sacred space. Hold that centeredness within the heart. Come into that place of knowing and wisdom within yourself. As this ambassador, as this master being of light. Good. So I'd like now to welcome Solara Anra, warrior of light and a channel for the Pleiadians. Solara, welcome.
Thank you very much, Anrita. I am totally on another planet after that invocation.
Thank you. Perhaps you can start by sharing with us a little bit more about yourself and how you came to be a channel.
Well, Anrita, I don't know whether you're open to this slight change, but I loved that invocation so much, and I'm in such a high state at the moment. Would you mind if I channeled first and then chatted to you later?
With absolute pleasure. I think it's perfect. An absolute perfect moment in time.
Excellent.
I look forward to that. Good.
Great. I always speak out loud my preparation for channeling, and that's what I'm doing now. So I ground myself from my second chakra into the core crystal of Gaia. I expand my energy body and I ask for the highest guidance possible to flow through me now. I ask, as this is in particular a connection with the Pleiadians, whether it is possible for them to speak through me now with whatever we need to hear in this moment. Pleiadian Light Council, come. On the silver blue ray which has been initiated, we come, dear ones, to commend all of you who have allowed yourself to go into the space within this invocation, within the separate words and sentences of this invocation. You acknowledge that you are multidimensional masters who may have and be and do whatever they choose within the dimensional reality. It is such great joy for us to witness you literally moving through the dimensions by shifting the vibration of your light body. And how was this achieved in this instance? Simply by knowing that as you command these various invocations, so they are your reality. You have stepped outside of the way of being of the churches where you were asked to pray on bended knees for God or higher forces to assist you in achieving that which you desire. you understand that you are one with source energy now, and that you may ride the waves of energy within the universe as you choose. Yes, there is some restriction, for you are not yet ascended, most of you, and you play within the dimensions which are available within your galaxy for the moment. But certainly you step already outside of the confines of the third dimension. And with the following of this invocation experience, you have done this, have you not? You have visited Alcyone, our dear sun, around which we revolve, just as you revolve around your dear sun spirit. You have visited with us. You have called upon us and felt our presence. We speak thus on the meaning of invocations, which are another way of using commands. You speak in the present tense as you do with affirmations, and you say, "This is who I am. This is what I will experience in this moment." You open your heart to the higher dimensions, to the star being, to the spirit of the sun itself. This is your task now, to do this more and more, to step outside of the third dimension at will, through your various meditation practices. When you practice, for instance, Solara Anra's essential daily practices, which we have given, the purpose is not to go into a quiet and meditative state, but to learn how to ground yourself, to call your energy back, to connect yourself vertically, and to raise your vibration at will. Why? So that you will be able to do this always, at will, even in the most adverse circumstances. You may, through your own knowing that it is possible, shift into your light body so that you are entirely unaffected by the drama or chaos around you. You are the leaders of the way, you who understand that you may be as you choose, that your entire life may be as you direct it to be. We commend you. We commend you and Rita for spreading this way, for teaching this way through invocations of empowerment of the tribe of humans. You get the point now, dear ones, that you are as us. We are one. What we can do, you can do too. We do not save you. We simply show by example what is possible. And we rain our blue vibration down through your energy bodies now, that you may be with us in delight and joy. Namaste. Great love and thanks. Great love and thanks to our Mother Earth, who holds us in our bodies safely as we learn these ways of becoming multidimensional. So I'm here, I'm back.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, that was so beautiful. I'm going to just flow as well with the guided visualization and meditation of taking us through to the ascension seat in our Thion, where we can then look at activating that new Adam Kadmon blueprint of light. It is now time to travel to the ascension seat of the Pleiadian emissaries of light in our Thion. We're through the appropriate interstellar council of 12 and overlighted by the Pleiadian emissaries of light. You will activate the new Adam Kadmon blueprint of light, your etheric electronic body of light. Your perfected blueprint of the I Am Avatar. You now find yourself in an external Merkaba vehicle of light, traveling through grids of Strelium radiation of divine light. And now find yourself in this ascension seat, surrounded in a beautiful silver flame of light. And now the Pleiadian emissaries of the light come forward to greet you. You are initially greeted by four emissaries of light, representing the four main tribes of the Pleiadian emissaries of the light. Ra, representing the archangelic emissaries of the Pleiadian emissaries of light, comes forward now and says, "We welcome you as this ambassador, as this Christed emissary of light. For you know that you have truly come home when you see yourself reflected within the One, as pure love, pure divine consciousness. Ptah, the blue colored fifth dimensional light beings and nurturers of our Sion, come forward to embrace you. Ma'at, representing the red-colored spiritual warriors and protectors of sacred knowledge, come forward to embrace you and welcome you to our Sion. And finally, Anra, representing the green-colored Pleiadian tribe, who holds the signature of compassion and enlightenment, come forward to greet you. As you look around you now, you notice that you are in a magnificent, silver-hued, pyramid-shaped ascension seat, feeling these oscillations of the most incredible array of sounds and colors and sacred geometry. You now hear the chants of Shadal Al-Chai, Aloha Wada, the Almighty Living One God, God the Strong. Shadal Al-Chai, Aloha Wada. Shadal Al-Chai, Aloha Wada. You feel these sounds vibrating throughout your entire body, throughout your entire Christed consciousness, through the overlighting of your mighty I Am presence. where you are being taken octave by octave deeper into the infinite and eternal now. Ever present continuum, where the vibration of the company of heaven and Mother, Father, God appear as photonic wavelengths of light, connecting each atom and molecule and subatomic particle in your body, energy field and hologram, in this essence of unconditional love and one unity consciousness. As these photonic rays of light now assist in building your physical and spiritual body of light, you will meet old soul friends and family of the light. We are now surrounded by wonderful beings of light, wanting to merge with you, to send you their love, and to experience your love. One at a time, these old friends come forward, and as you merge with each one, you remember your experiences together. You feel these molecules of love moving through your entire body, permeating each cell in your body, taking you further into the infinite and eternal now through the frequency of divine love. Love and light surrounds you, and you feel the heartbeat of each one of these light beings as you remember your soul connection to the Pleiadian emissaries of light. Welcome home, you are told. Welcome home to one of the many simultaneous dimensions on which you exist. You are now taken into the central part of the ascension seat in our Sion, pulsating in the most incredible photonic rays of light, in preparation for becoming this first wave of human embodied souls to experience this new I Am Avatar blueprint of light. Overlighted by Mother, Father, God, and the beams of light from on high, you are now ready to potentially undergo this transformation. The four Pleiadian tribes of light now position themselves around you. They begin to transmit the fifth dimensional light frequency that will assist in activating the dormant DNA and bringing through these fifth dimensional codes of light. As you continue to actualize this frequency at a cellular level, and within your energy fields and hologram, your fifth dimensional selves, your precious higher light counterparts on this level, now come forward to merge with you, one at a time. as you now merge with your fifth dimensional self. You take on their patterns of perfection from the realms of elementary and shift more into the eternal now, the infinite, ever-present continuum. And now, for the final integration of your fifth dimension, I am Avatar Blueprint, the appropriate key code, fire letters, and sacred geometry are actualized within your body of light. As you take on the memory and crystalline structure of your fifth dimensional self, the physical recoding and resequencing of the dormant DNA related to this fifth dimensional blueprint and these patterns of perfection, potentially activate through your original divine eight cell blueprint. To assist in this activation and actualization, we will speak in tongues. Amlach emahashata, evach elahasanata, ebrach emahasha, evach enahasha, ebrach ehasha, Evach emahalanasa. You are the children of light, ambassadors of light, caretakers to this earth plane. You are this first wave of embodied human souls to create these new blueprints of light, to assist this earth plane to move through these frequencies of light and to allow this experience for all life on this earth plane. The Pleiadian emissaries of the light now come forward to let you know as part of your service work as a Pleiadian ambassador of light. The Pleiadian emissaries of the light would be delighted if you would assist them to activate the silver ray of light, the second cosmic ray of illumination and love within this unity grid of light, around and within the earth plane. You now find yourself along this unity grid of light, also known as the Christ Consciousness grid of light. You wrap the earth plane and all her life in this beautiful silver flame of light as you focus on illumination and love. Know that all life on this earth plane within the cosmic law of free will is ascending. As you bring through and activate these key codes of light within the unity grid of light, they become available for light workers and for all life on this earth plane. In your own time now, you gently come back to your sacred space, holding this vibration of light through illumination and love as you continue to surround yourself in this vibrant silver flame of light, the overlighting the Pleiadian emissaries of the light, your higher light and Mother Father God. Ground yourself into the energies of the earth. Feel this connection now to the heartbeat of Mother Earth and all life in one unity consciousness. We honor you for your light work, for your path of service, and we see the magnificence of all creation through the extension of your light. With this, we bid you on this magical day. Great.
Wow. Great, Solara. Divine.
Wonderful. Thank you, too. It was such a wonderful, playful energy that you brought through from the Pleiadians for us. I just love working with the peas. Their energy is just also so playful, and I think that is also such an important part of knowing that we're here, is to just really experience life with as much joy and love.
Yes, as possible. It seems to be that the different star beings that I channel come through me with a very particular voice and personality. And people do love the Pleiadians because they have this wonderful goddess energy, but also playfulness and sense of humor. And often when people are hearing it for the first time, they'll hear a joke and they'll just not laugh because they think channeling's supposed to be serious.
Exactly. And they certainly imbue a lot of cosmic humor into many of the teachings that we experience. Absolutely. Wonderful, Solara. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to be a channel for the Pleiadian emissaries of the light? And as I understand it, you also channel the Syrians and the Andromedans as part as a collective.
At the moment, I have a new phenomenon going on, which is that because I've been guided to do much more earth work in the places of power, and I've been doing particular projects with groups in Stonehenge and Avebury and in Peru, at Lake Titicaca, and places where the land is incredibly powerful. I was taught by my guides from the very beginning to always ask for the highest energy possible, and then just whoever comes. And lately I've been channeling the earth keepers of the place, or sometimes indigenous elders that were there, when I'm in a particular place, as a more or less one-off thing, because they come just because I'm in that particular place, which is truly amazing, but also still is related to the star beings I'm connected with, because they will tell me how in that indigenous lifetime they were a Pleiadian or Syrian incarnated into that tribe in order to raise the vibration at a time when that was needed, which it still is quite something for me to comprehend. I understand the theory of it, but the feeling of channeling an indigenous elder is so different from a star being, and they're constantly telling me they're one and the same.
They are, aren't they? Absolutely, yes. Absolutely.
I came to channel because it wasn't like other people like Barbara Marciniak, where these beings just started visiting her and it just happened to her. Mine was a much more conscious thing that I really wanted to channel from the time that I started having readings with other people and reading channeled books. I came to understand that anybody can channel in the same way that anybody can heal. If your will is really there and you manage to raise your vibration sufficiently and you practice, you know, you must be able to make a connection, whether that is with your higher self or guides or star beings, whatever it is. And so I really set about it in a way where I practiced on my own for years and years without any idea that I might ever channel for anyone else or that it might help anyone else. I just wanted help on my own individual path. And so I would tape record myself asking questions just about, you know, relationships or my children or just advice on my own personal life. And then I would tape record the answers. And then it happened that as I started teaching, the first thing I started teaching was meditation. I would realize that these guides were with me, and they started, as I got braver, I started openly channeling because I still felt like it was very much, I was stepping outside of the box and was going to be considered crazy. And I now no doubt am considered crazy by loads of people, but I no longer care.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, actually, if I think back to my first experience with the Pleiadian Emissaries of Light, I was reading a workbook, and it was to bring in, I think it was something like an ultraviolet or quantum transfiguration chamber of light. And I closed my eyes and just felt very clearly these laser beams of light, these three-dimensional, this grid of light coming in all around my body. And I opened my eyes, and in front of me was this beautiful being of light that looked like a sun with these golden rays. And it started talking to me telepathically, and that was Ra from the Pleiadian Emissaries of the Light. And of course, again, for me too, that was just an acceleration of my own journey that was in I think for me in my early 20s, so I'm going back, probably close on 20 years now. So it was quite an incredible journey for me too, to go through my own transformation. And that's in fact what I thought it was. And then it ended up becoming the program, the Pleiadian Light Body DNA Activation Program, a series of guided visualizations, many of which I had been taken on myself. In terms of working with my own issues, whether it was inner child or past life or in a masculine, feminine rebalancing, working with the chakras, relationships. So I think very much in a similar way to just trusting that process and allowing it to unfold and working on yourself. And I think that's really where we have that similarity. And I see that for many people, choose to channel, but it's having that dedication is, I think, one of the words that comes to mind. And that knowing.
Yeah, 100%. Because I teach channeling. I'll do these open to channel courses. And people expect to be channeling the voice of God, you know, on the first day. Like, if it doesn't feel like that, then they think, oh, I can't do it, and they give up. Yeah. Whereas when you start channeling, 99% of people, as they start, they think, this feels like I'm making it up. It feels like it's me.
Exactly.
I know I'm making it up, but you just have to practice.
Exactly. You know, that is. Practice makes perfect. Huh?
Yes, and it helps enormously to practice on your own because you're totally unselfconscious. And in my opinion, if you're starting channeling or you're practicing and you actually record it, if you're doing it in writing form because it's just as easy doing, well, for a lot of people it's easier channeling writing, which is usually called automatic writing. Whichever way you're doing it, if you just record without judging it at the time so that you collect stuff over the weeks and months and then years, and then you go back and look at it, you can then see with distance. You can see that the words, the wording is different, the flavor of the language is different, and that things are coming through that you couldn't possibly have made up. And that the tone is wiser and humorous and whatever it is. You don't necessarily get it as it's coming through, but with perspective, with time, and looking back at stuff that you've done. And certainly transcribing it word for word rather than because you think you're going to remember it and you just don't.
Yeah. There's also two things that I find they're quite important. One is, the remembrance that we hold a lot of this in the DNA itself anyway, this you know, we just have to, we can go to bed, is what I'm saying, and ask a question. And through the downloads of light and the activation of the dormant DNA and all the work that occurs during the dream state, actually we can wake up with those answers too. That's also something that we need to realize, because we're not learning anything again. We're just remembering not only our divine heritage, but actually that we have all these gifts. You know, we have all these gifts as these ascended master beings of channeling, of clairaudience, of clairsentience, of teleportation, levitation, it doesn't matter what. And it's just a matter of coming into the remembrance of that. And specific to channeling, what I find is that there's usually two ways that people can channel, apart from obviously you can write or just receive the information. Some people, I don't know, I used to think they were the lucky people, actually had like a voice in their ear. You know, someone dictating, and then they'd write down. And then, of course, you got those that actually were trans-channels, like Joel Kuhl through Alice Bailey, for example, and I know a few others that were trans-channels. But for the majority of people, it is simply receiving transmissions. And you have to filter through your own consciousness and your own understandings. So it is obviously not always going to be perfect. There's going to be some level of distortion, not only energetically and through the ethers and coming through the astral plane itself, but also in terms of you can only channel to the level of your own awareness, of cosmic consciousness awareness. So where you are, that is really a large part of the puzzle that you're going to bring through in terms of your understanding.
Yeah, I completely agree, and I think there's more than that as well. I think there's also personal choice. I had this experience at the Glastonbury Symposium, and that was the biggest audience that I'd ever had at that point. And I was very nervous, and I was channeling, and I opened the question from the audience. And the some chap gave me a very challenging question where he said, "If I want to know from these star beings exactly how are they going to save us and when? Like, what's the program with dates? Like, how is it actually going to happen?" He was angry. And what came out of my mouth was, Solara Anrod chooses not to channel predictions. And I thought, oh, my God, if that doesn't sound like a get-out clause, then I don't know what does. But I reflected on it afterwards, and I realized that I have chosen to channel within a certain field because I'm a very practical and down-to-earth person, and I love working with people that are waking up, and I love giving practical tools. So I've chosen to work within this area of raising consciousness and in a very practical, down-to-earth way, which is why I don't work with the rays and the sort of more advanced learnings that you're working with, really. I've realized that I'm kind of sticking to what I like, and that is my choice, and that the guides that work with me, they're working with me, you know, in that respect, and how they're teaching and talking. So it's like, that is an aspect. Filtering, isn't it?
Well, we each have our own puzzle piece, which is so lovely. Yeah. You know, if we all did the same thing, apart from how boring, I don't think we would really get anywhere. So, that is really what's so wonderful, actually, about us as this global tribe, you know, as these cosmic beings, because everyone brings some level of information and something that someone else could possibly resonate with. And really all what we're doing is all these parts anyway lead to unity consciousness. So we each having this puzzle piece is part of this collective. And it's so wonderful to see, actually, it doesn't matter really what language we're talking, because we're all talking the same language, just in a possibly slightly different way, and moving through into this ascension process and this accelerated frequency of light, doing it together and coming together, which is the most wonderful thing to see.
And it's not just the teachers and the leaders that are bringing the different parts of the puzzle together. One of my greatest joys is, because I only work with groups, I don't work one-on-one at all, watching people bouncing off each other and learning from each other. So regardless of what course they're doing or what trip we're on or what the activity is, all of those people have attracted each other to do that particular thing. And they are most certainly not only learning from me, and I learn so much from them. And the way I see the groups working now compared with a few years ago, it's like chalk and cheese. You know, people used to irritate each other. You could see where people were holding back.
Yeah.
Now groups come together, and within an hour, they're just going, wow, I'm just so happy to be with all of you. I feel so blessed, you know.
That's right. I feel so at home. That is really where we're seeing this extension of all the, as you're saying, these groups coming together, but we've all been together in different lifetimes, parallel realities. And so what we're doing now is we're seeing the migration of the soul groups, the soul families coming together, these different unions, through this collective vibration that we're each attracted to in whichever way is appropriate to us. So when you're going to these gatherings now, you're actually just meeting old soul family and friends of the light, and you know, your and that is really that essence of love that you're feeling with each other, and that essence of not only unity consciousness, but as you're saying, that sense of appreciation and that sense of recognition of being another star being, another light worker, rather than having that sense of I'm an alien. That used to be the old energy, like I'm an alien. You know, I can't find my footing here as this ambassador. And I think we're coming together so much more now that we're seeing a lot less of that perceived separation and difference, and also people feeling isolated and separated.
My guides have no patience whatsoever with people who just want to go home. They just look up and they just want to go home. They've felt all their life like they don't fit in here, blah, blah, blah. It's like, yeah, a lot of people have felt like that. But actually, the only way joyfully out of third density problems now is to recognize that you chose to be right here, right now, and to go into to be here in joy and to connect with the earth and to really enjoy being here now, because it's an amazing time to be on earth.
Exactly. Well, again, then you're talking about being a conscious co-creator to the company of heaven, because, of course, in terms of where your focus is, there you are. So you can focus on three-dimensional lower frequencies and attract people on that level, on a karmic level, or you can bring your focus and your thoughts to the knowing that you're actually surrounded by this incredible legion of light. And all these beings of light just wanting to assist you and to work with you on a daily basis and to invite them into your lives and to invite that change. And so you can move forward through frequencies of love, and rather than choose, you know, kind of heartache and pain and fear, just really just choose that avenue of love and say, there I am. I'm heading through that gateway of light, opening that portal, that doorway. I surrender to the divine within myself, and I surrender to the connection that I have to all life in love, and allow yourself to live your life through that energy.
But how amazing is it how many people actually acknowledge and connect with star beings now? How many people?
Well, I think we are just one gathering of star nations on this earth.
Yeah.
We don't really have to go anywhere.
You know that now, but it's really amazing. You know, when I took Gadian books, when I tried to explain to anyone, as soon as you got to the part where they were real beings, but they weren't on the earth, you know, I just lost
that's
them.
Same, huh? Yeah.
I think
yeah.
Been open to star beings and UFOs and things for a lot longer than in England and South Africa, perhaps.
Well, I think now we are really just seeing, I think there was also a lot more that separation between, and there still probably is a little bit between the UFO phenomena and, you know, kind of the Christ of ET perspective.
Yes. Yes.
But I wouldn't mind if a spaceship landed in my backyard and, you know, some Pleiadian beings got out and, you know, wanted to take me on a journey around the galaxy. But that being said, I'm okay to still catch planes until I activate my father. And well, connect with all the beings of light here on this earthly level, which is us, really.
Yes.
The recognition of us as these beings of light.
Yes, I didn't know until I started channeling the Pleiadians, which is only in 2007. And I didn't know until then that I had been on a Pleiadian lightship when I was somewhere around 4 or 5. And I don't have much memory of it, but what I was told about it, it really helped me understand how disconnected I was, both on the earth plane and from my family when I was younger. And strangely, it was through connecting with the peas now that I actually managed to connect with the earth again. You know, it took some effort, but I actually managed to properly connect with the earth now, which is why I'm so big on earth healing. And it's not really earth healing, because Gaia can handle herself, but it's like assisting in the reconnection of the grid.
Well, of course it is. Of course it is. And it's also, you know, I think that connecting people to the vortices, the sacred sites, is also allowing for the amplification of these downloads of light. So it's bringing them into accelerated frequencies themselves. And being out in nature is you finding that balance between the evolution and evolutionary aspects to yourself. So, you know, we work hand in hand with nature and the understanding of nature intelligence, and that itself is a core group of angelic beings that we are working with on this earth plane. So if we find that balance with nature intelligence and with the star beings and with ourselves, we have that perfect balance. So it is really a beautiful, beautiful way to form that connection and to experience I am Avatar Blueprints and our wonderful higher light in the terms of self-mastery.
It certainly is, yeah. It's wonderful.
Great, so Laura, so we have a few minutes still and then we're going to wrap up. So I don't know if you wanted to share anything in particular, some details about your website. I know you said you're going on some travels. You're going to be in, where did you say you were heading to? Mexico and New York?
I'm going to Mexico in a week's time, yes. And I'm stopping on the way there and back in New York to help Krealora with his temple there, the Shekinah Temple in New York, because I'll start teaching there and doing workshops in October. And I am apparently, according to the guides, I'm the mother of the temple, and he's the father of the temple.
Okay.
The two different energies. And the mother's definitely needed to choose the decorations. I'm very bossy when I'm over there. It's wonderful. I go out buying gold statues and things.
Now, this is done in New York. You're heading to, this is in New York.
Yes, this is in New York. I've got lots of sacred trips coming up. I'm going to be taking groups to the pyramid sites in the Mayan lands in the Yucatan of Mexico in February. In January, I'm going to Egypt, etc. But you can get any of this information off my website, which is www.solara.org.uk. But there is just one thing that I would like to say. The reason that I'm actually on the show is because I approached Anrita and said, hey, I love the YouTube you've just put up, and she'd replied to me, yes, I like yours too. And my motivation, aside from liking Anrita's stuff, is that I read something by one of the indigenous Mayan elders, which said that basically the spiritual leaders and teachers in the West are still competing with each other. They're teaching unity consciousness, but they're still in competition with each other. There's still in some way competitiveness between them. And when I read it, I just got shivers down my spine, and I realized, yes, there was some of that in me. And so I'm taking steps to connect with as many other teachers and leaders as possible. And I encourage anyone else who's teaching and leading who wants to do something with me, with Anrita, with anyone else, wanting to get different teachers together, etc. It's certainly one of the ideas in the Shekinah Temple in New York is that we're going to have as many teachers there as possible. And I'm also doing, I'm setting up a conference for the 11-11-11 in Sedona, and wanting as many teachers to come and join together there, together with Indigenous elders. So that's really what I feel in my heart needs saying at the moment. Thank you very much.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you, Solara. Thank you very much for being on the show with us. And to, you know, to say what Solara is saying too, I certainly agree that we're at a time of planetary perspectives and global focus. So we welcome you on the show if you have that focus too in terms of uplifting people into that energy of unity consciousness. And the beautiful YouTube channel that Solara has up too of her many wonderful videos can be found at, I think it's just Solara Unra. So you can go and have a look at the beautiful work that she's been doing and the wonderful videos. For the invocation that we were giving you today through the Pleiadian emissaries of light that comes through from the second ray, the second cosmic ray of interstellar service, and that can be found at our channels, which is Anrita Melchizedek or Children of the Sun and the number one. So we look forward to connecting with you again, and please tune in this Sunday for the full moon energies at 12 o'clock or 8 o'clock your time. So from my heart and to yours and to the cosmic heart of all creation, blessings in love, and we look forward to connecting with you again. Thank you. Enjoy your day.